This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Parades that involve floats. What's going to happen on the North Shore? Larry Rowling joins us. He's the captain of the crew of Bogue Fly. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, sir?
Well, I know this is disappointing that Mother Nature is not cooperating for tomorrow, especially with today being so darn beautiful. What are you hearing up there in terms of what the plan is for Covington with the Lions Club parade and your parade tomorrow?
Well, the latest at 10:15 a.m. this morning, what we talked to city officials in Covington and everything today, which is Lundi Gras. We just have this great Lundi Gras experience at 4 p.m. at the Bogaflaga Park. Everything's on schedule for that. And everything the city officials are telling us right now, as of right now, everything is ready to go at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is Mardi Gras Day. So we are going to keep a really close watch on this. You know, our duration of the parade when it goes downtown Covington, you know, it starts with the Lions Club and a crew of Covington, and then also the crew of Bogaflaga follows. We have 20 traditional floats, 600 riding members. And right now we are scheduled to roll at the 10 o'clock hour. So we are just monitoring this. I'll be more than happy to give you an update after, you know, that noon hour. If you would like that, we can definitely do that. But everything is full-fledged to go right now.
All right. Any discussions about starting a little earlier? I don't know if you heard what Cynthia Lee Sheng just said, or what the National Weather Service says the differences may be in Covington versus Metairie. But she said they're talking about gusty winds up to 60 miles an hour starting around sunrise.
Yes. So right now, again, we're monitoring those winds right now, and there could be a possibility of a little movement of maybe kicking off a little bit early. You would be the first one to know once that happens, but we'll be more than happy to give you the update this afternoon.
All right, Larry, yeah, we would love. Anytime you have an update, please go ahead and call back in and let us know what the plan is. As the captain of the crew of Bogaflaga, how do you feel about this forecast? And as you see other cancellations already starting to roll in terms of your concerns and how you think this could be done safely?
Right. Obviously, New Orleans, it's a long route. A lot of people involved. The floats are double-decker floats, which have, you know, people on the top. That is a concern because they get top-heavy, right? So what in Covington, we use the double-decker floats, but there's nobody on the top of those floats because the branches in Covington of those beautiful oaks, you know, they're so low, it's a safety issue. So we never let anybody on the top. You know, one of the issues, too, is the float builders, some of these floats are secured already for this weekend in Slidell. They have a big St. Patrick's Day parade. So, you know, that would not be an option for us at all. But the difference is, you know, Veterans Highway, it's wide open. The winds could be extremely gusty. In downtown Covington, we have a lot of buildings. I'm sure going to be windy, but I don't think we have those straight winds like Veterans Highway would have. And then the Veterans Highway route is so long. I mean, it's like 6 to 8 miles. I think the route in Covington hugs around that 3-3.5 mile mark. But we normally off the at a really normal day at 10 a.m., we normally off the street around 1 p.m. anyway. So that being said, if we did kind of move it a little bit, which that is not the plan at this moment, but you would be the first to know if it was. But we feel like we'll be off the street before anything, that would be dangerous.
Larry Rowland, captain of the crew of Boga Fly, still planning to roll at 10 a.m. in Covington along with the Covington Lions Club tomorrow on Fat Tuesday. You may have much larger crowds than usual, as we know that 1 million people will now, who normally go to Metairie, many of them from the North Shore, will not have anywhere to go in Metairie to see parades. So if you guys are rolling, well, you may have a whole bunch of company up there, Larry Rowland.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And the only thing I could say is get there early. I mean, the city of Covington has a lot of great police officers there that are going to direct traffic. Our streets normally close on a 10 o'clock roll at 9 a.m. So if there's any push up a little bit further, obviously those streets will be closing a little bit early.
All right.
I appreciate you, and we know you're an outlet to everyone. You're a voice out there, and we'll keep you in mind if there's any changes, or feel free to give me a call. Thank you.
Yeah, Larry, just give us a holler back if anything changes. If not, I hope all goes well. And you have a great ride. Enjoy your Lundi Gras and your Mardi Gras.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Larry Rowland here on WWL. All right, coming up, we know the weather's going to be perfect for tonight's Orpheus Parade. We'll talk with the founder and captain of Orpheus coming up next here on WWL.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.